You're listening to the Dead Air Podcast.
Who cares what you call it?
Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive. I'd just like to let you know I'm a 7-foot-tall man and I've been smoking since I was a child.
The voice of the people must be heard.
Hello and welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. My sister just made a very loud screaming noise. I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast. Alright. We already have the traditional smoke already lit, so I'm taking a drag. Adam?
Oh, yes. We're talking about a topic that touches me right here in the heart and not in the pants region.
In his blackened heart.
It's a little thing I like to call What the Fuck.
I'm going to try to make this a new segment because last time we had Cutter's What the Fuck. And this time it's going to be Celebrities What the Fuck.
Yes, this time it's Celebrities What the Fuck. I mean, they make movies, they make millions of dollars off movies, and all they do is they want more money. Anything they do, is no matter what, they want more money. They go from being an actor to going into, like, music careers and clothing lines and all that other bullshit.
And almost any actor that transitions to a music career sucks, vice versa. Any music person that musician that goes into acting normally sucks.
Yes. And then I remember a little bit ago, there was a commercial with Bruce Willis on it, talking about children and adoption. And he was like, please, adopt these children. They need a home. They need a family. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching this, why don't you fucking adopt one? I mean, you could probably give them a better life
than anyone else in the country because you're making millions of dollars per picture.
And yet it's like, nope, I'm not going to do it. You got to do it. You know, just because they're celebrities, they think, oh.
As if Bruce Willis is going to persuade me so much to adopt a child.
If any celebrity actually really persuades me.
You must do everything celebrities say.
That's bullshit.
Then have you ever seen some of the celebrity clothing lines?
Yes.
They have no sense of anything.
They got no class, no style.
All the clothes I've seen from celebrities look like shit.
Yeah. And so...
And then what is it with people remaking movies?
Just so they can get more money.
And the remakes are always... horrible.
And what the hell is up with all these fucking movies based off TV shows?
What?
Like Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. How much more can they add to a TV show that was on for several years? Obviously, the show fizzled out.
They even made a movie for Garfield. That
they
was
did.
Really bad.
How that it sucked?
Oh, it sucked. It sucked.
And it wasn't even like the original guy, was it?
No, and it was so fucked up too, because they have like a computer-generated cat, and then with the dog, they just have like, you know, just some random dog that they decided to put in.
I gotta go rent this movie now.
Yeah, you do. And what the fuck was up with House of the Dead? That was a video game.
You know what's interesting? The only video game movie I think that they did that wasn't based solely on the game was the Tomb Raider movies.
Well, I still didn't like those. I think Angelina Jolie is a terrible actress.
I don't know. I didn't waste my time watching them. Let me get back to... remakes of movies before we get into video game movies, because I do have some comments about that. What is it with them remaking movies and then doing them badly. The Honeymooners.
Oh, God. What the hell
I'm
is
not,
that?
I'm not racist, but send your hate mail to deadaircrew@gmail.com. They changed all the characters black.
They turned it into. They tried to make it a black comedy. That's what they tried to do.
It was fine the way it is. You didn't need to fuck with it. But no. They had to bring Cedric the Entertainer and... whom annoys the crap out of me. And do it that way. Why fuck with shit? What is the point of making something that was either already crappy or really good and remaking it into a sucky movie?
I haven't seen War of the Worlds, but people said that it was pretty good, but I don't know. I kind of liked the old movie.
See, my problem is what they do is they remake the old movies, but they put all these flashy fucking computer-generated graphics and special effects and shit, and then it loses plot.
Yeah, they skip right out on the plot.
I personally cannot watch a movie that does not have plot. I can't. It drives me insane. I have to stop watching it.
Well, I like some movies that you do not like, but...
And that's all well and good.
I still like the tits and ass joke movies.
Some of them are good, but some of them are just... Okay, it's been done.
Yeah. And what the hell is up with always coming out with a sequel for a movie? If you have, like, a good movie... Just leave it at that. And if you have a shitty movie, don't try to make a sequel.
We're jumping around today.
We are. But I just had to get that out.
I mean, what are some bad sequels?
Oh, God, let's
Any
see.
Of those, you know, I Know What You Did Last Summer movies.
Any of those? What about Halloween movies?
Oh, jeez.
Then.
I didn't like the first Halloween.
No. Don't forget Nightmare on Elm Street. How many did they make? Like,
the first one scared the shit out of me.
First one was pretty good, but then it just got lamer.
Well, they made it into more of a comedy. Freddy got more sarcastic, and it ended up being more of a joke rather than...
And then it ended up with Freddy versus Jason.
You know, I saw that movie, and it was just retarded. I mean, that's all it was jokes throughout the whole entire movie. Did you see it?
No. I didn't want to waste my time with that.
I actually paid money to go see it.
No, jeez. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for myself. But I wanted to go into video game movies. My problem with video game movies is in most movies that are based on video games, there is always little sequences like cutscenes and such that are from the game. Like, for example, Resident Evil Apocalypse. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have.
That movie was primarily just cutscenes from Code Veronica.
Yeah. And trying to make a movie based on a video game, like the actual plot from that, it's good for a video game, but not good for a movie.
Especially if... this is another thing. It's like... And then they make... video games based on movies.
Yeah.
It's like, either you're gonna see the video game... Or you're gonna play the video game, or you're gonna see the movie.
And if you're a real loser, you'll do both.
If I see the movie, I'm not gonna want to play the video game, because I'm already gonna know what's gonna happen. And vice versa, you know? It's like... It's not a surprise anymore, man. I'm not surprised.
It loses something when you do something like that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't know.
Do think you? We should congratulate Tim Henson?
Yes.
For winning that spiffy podcasting comedy award?
Yeah, he was out partying all weekend long and... decided not to do a Sextastic Tuesday, but that's okay.
Adam loves the Sextastic Tuesdays. Yes. No, I voted for him, so...
Sextastic Tuesday grosses me out, but I still have to listen to what these fucked up people have to say.
I also have a an interview with one of our listeners who also does a podcast, Nightwise. I will be putting that up eventually.
He's a sexy, sexy man.
He is. He's from Belgium. I don't know. I think that's about it. Wow, we weren't funny today.
We weren't? We were pissed off, though.
But anyways, if you guys have any comments to anything we've said, you can email us at deadaircrew@gmail.com. That's deadaircrew@gmail.com.
The voicemail is 1206-3-FUCKER.
That's 1-206-338-2537. You can always check out our website at www.deadaircrew.com.
It's an awesome website.
It is. It is. We also have forums. There's a link to the forums on the left navigation bar. Please, 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 I would like to see some of the Shoutcast listeners signing on and posting some stuff. You also reach us on Skype. Our Skype name is Dead Air Radio, all one word. You can download Skype at skype.com. We also got a... I was just checking our PayPal account, which interestingly, they told me that since I didn't have a bank account linked with my PayPal account, that I just said that twice. But they said that I was almost in violation for fraud. I was like, I haven't done anything with the account. The only donation we've got was $10 from Sean Milo a couple months ago. Oh, yeah, but also you guys can vote for us at Podcast Pickle. I'll be putting up a little graphic so you guys can click on it and vote for us.
Is it going to be a pickle?
It is. It is a pickle.
Awesome. Pickles are very versatile. They can be used for eating and for sex.
Oh, yeah. Shove that pickle right up there, baby. I guess that's it.
I guess so, too.
I am Tim.
And I am Adam.
And this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying...
Fuck you.
Sam and Mike are signing off. They are going to whack each other off. No more talking to their fans. They are taking off each other's pants. But don't worry, they'll be back. Someday, someday. But for now they are gone. But for now they are gone.